Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Good evening. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. Every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. And if you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you all have your candles burning and your tea brewing for a romantic evening. We have a very handsome man tonight, girls. You guys are going to love him. His name is Joe Taylor. And we got referred to him by one of my friends, Elise, who's really cool, and was like, oh, you got to hear Joe's music. So I'd actually known of him before. I'd heard his music, you know, previously in the past and always thought he was pretty cool. So when she referred me to him, I was like, well, obviously, we need to put you on. So he's super awesome, and you guys are going to love his stuff. This is his radio remix song. This is Don't Change by Joe Taylor, welcoming him on the show tonight. So I hope you guys all love it. We'll be right back.
The sun breaks through on the avenue, the sky's so blue. Picture you, the cold hard truth just chills my mood. I'm losing faith, what can I say? I'm not ready to turn.
Just
So that was Don't Change by Joe Taylor, and he is on the line with us right now. Super exciting. So, Joe, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Solaris. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad that you're able to be on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. So
aww.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Yeah, I've heard your music before. I think we've been Facebook friends for a while, and I don't know why we've never talked or anything, but you guys have, you know, you have really good music, you and your band. Like, you guys have really good stuff, and I'm really glad that we're able to feature you right now.
I'm so happy that you're able to do this, and it's been a while. Definitely, it's been a while on Facebook, so, yeah. We have to squeeze.
So tell us your story about how you got involved in music.
Well, from the time I was really young, I liked to sing music. I grew up singing, John Denver when I was a kid. I was a big John Denver fan. I was like 4 or 5 years old. Actually, the name of the first album that I ever got, I was like 5, and it was called Seasons of the Heart. How ironic.
That's awesome.
What's that?
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah. So they were all love songs. So it was like, wow. So it kind of, it's sort of how it started. And then I eventually progressed to the Beatles, and I became a huge Beatles, you know, John Lennon. And then by the time I was in sixth grade, I was actually in Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. And I was Joseph, and so I was singing in that. And then once I hit my teenage years, I got into a band and started, you know, playing all sorts of different music. And then about 10 years ago, I moved to New York to be in the music business full time. So it's kind of just been one thing to another thing, and it's been a pretty cool journey. So
that is awesome. So tell us about this album that you have.
Well, this album here is pretty new. I'm working with a great producer, Bob Tucker and Jane Getz in LA. So I do all my recordings in LA, and pretty well, this album is, this is the first single, and there's a new single coming eventually, too. This is more about just finding myself. That's kind of more what it is. It's, you know, when you just sort of get to a point in your life, you're like, you know, what's it all about? And I would say that's what this music is. So a little bit more introspective, but still touching on pretty raw emotional things. Such as love would probably be a pretty big one there. Relationships. How do I fit in? You know, where am I at? So, and that ultimately is where these songs are coming. So it's exciting.
Oh, very cool. Well, we have a fan actually that just wrote in, and they want to know, what is your favorite John Lennon song, since you're such a fan of the Beatles?
Yeah, I would say, well, Beatles song, I would say probably A Day in the Life. And John Lennon song, I would say my favorite is probably, it's off of Mind Games. It's called Out the Blue. Final track on Mind Games. That's probably my favorite John Lennon song.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. So, well, I can definitely hear like a little bit of that folk pop rock sound in your music. So it seems like they were probably pretty cool influences for you musically.
It was awesome. Yeah. The first song I ever learned was actually, it was the Beatles version of rock and roll music. I was like in grade 9, and it was a 3-chord song. So I learned, and then the second song I learned was Yesterday by the Beatles in the key of A, which is, I learned lots of bar chords, so it took about 6 months to learn that, and that was pretty rough on my fingers, but I certainly loved that song Yesterday, so huge, and I love McCartney as well, but Lennon is kind of more my guy, but yeah, great influences, good times.
So cool. So what inspires you musically when you want to write?
Everything. I just look around at the world around me and things just pop into my head. Everything. Everyday situations inspire me. From just people walking down the street to somebody might be sitting in a car, maybe having a good day, having a bad day. You just see their facial expressions. There's just so many different stories out there to be told, looking outside. And then, of course, inside myself as well, my own experiences inspire me. And sometimes I'll have dreams. I'll actually wake up, and I always have a pen and a piece of paper beside my bed. So if I have a dream, a lot of the time, some of the songs, they just kind of pop into my head, something on my mind. So I'm inspired by everything. You know,
that's
nothing is
cool.
Not. What do you say?
That's really cool. I read that John Lennon used to keep a tape recorder by his bed because he would wake up and having inspiration, and he would literally record it from in his bed.
Yes. The thing that I've learned about writing is, and just about life in general, you can succeed more at what you're trying to do when you get out of the way. So normally when you're dreaming, your subconscious takes over. And it tends to work a lot better than your everyday thinking process, because when you're awake, because at least for me, I can speak for myself, I get in the way. I get in the way of great ideas because I have, you know, everybody's got certain limits to the way they think. And so they get in the way, you know. It's like there is nothing more pure than the subconscious. Absolute truth and honesty, it just blows out of you, you wake up, and that's where most of my stuff's done. So I'm not surprised that John Lennon did that.
Yeah, that's really cool. It sounds like you're very spiritual. Do you incorporate your spirituality into your music, into your lyrics?
I do. I don't think I could not do it. I don't consciously try to do it. I just kind of do it. You know, it just sort of happens.
Awesome. What is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
A Leo. Oh, that's beautiful. That explains the hair. And Leos are very natural performers. So that's very cool.
Very cool. And now, what is your zodiac sign? I'm just curious.
I'm a Scorpio, but I have some Leo in my chart. So it's always important for me when I meet Leos.
Very cool. Well, I'm very happy to have met Scorpio. So
yay.
With the trace of Leo. All right. Cheers.
Very cool. Cheers. So what is the meaning behind, or what inspired you, the process behind your song Don't Change that we opened with?
You know, I actually co-wrote that with my producer, Jane, and I actually did and it was based on an older version of a song. We did a rewrite, which I wrote with a really great partner of mine, Hillary Bernstein. She does a lot of the co-writes with me. Do you know when you just kind of, like, there just seems to be, my inspiration behind it was, there seems to be a lot of pressure in trying to be a certain way, trying to have the right look, the right attitude, the right this and that. And at the end of the day, you know, it's, the idea of the song was, you know, don't change who you are. You know, it's almost like somebody is changing on me, and it's like, and so this person is, I'm losing this person because they have changed. And I'm just explaining to them what it is that basically is doing to me. And, but it's normal to change, you know, but as long as you don't change who you are, it's okay to evolve, but to change, that's, you know, that can certainly hurt, you know, the person you're with. And so that's kind of where that the whole premise of that song kind of came from.
Beautiful. Well, we are going to play your song All Around the World right now. And what can you tell us about this song before we play it?
Okay. It's, as I said, it's a very happy song. It's the song that I wrote this with Hillary a few years back, Hillary Bernstein. And hi, Hillary, if you're listening. We wrote this, and it's the song that I used when I did the whole Subway Idol thing. I was the New York Times, and I was lucky enough to be called the Subway Idol, and that's really where I debuted at this song. And there was a video made because of it. We've got a cool video. But the idea behind this song ultimately is, if you're putting out good energy and you're trying to do the right thing and you're based ultimately, you know, trying to be pretty decent, we all have our skeletons in the closet, of course, but if you try and do the right thing, normally those right things are going to come back to you. But to do those things without expectation, ultimately people expect, I'm entitled to expect. And when you expect, you can expect good things. But if you have expectation, but there is ego, then with that ego, you will draw back. Bad things will come back. So maybe it's a little karmic, you know. I'm not reinventing the wheel here. It's just kind of the idea of where the song's coming from. But for the most part, it's a very happy song. It's just enjoying all the beautiful things that are around you, and get out there and travel and meet lots of people. You will be pleasantly surprised when you see, you know, there's a lot of great in the world. You hear a lot of, you know, crappy things, but there is a lot of good things too. And that's pretty well the premise of the song there. So.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, guys. This is All Around the World by Joe Taylor, and we'll be right back right after this. So stay tuned for more interviewing with Joe and more music and all sorts of fun segments. We'll be right back.
There's a little floating somewhere in a bottle out at sea. Bartender serving laughs out there like a message you don't have to read. There's a teacher's desk of papers with an apple underneath, and the student learns the wisdom of its simple gravity. I want to be it under me. You go all around the world.
change, it's important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And we have Lydia with us on the line right now, and she's going to read to us a poem that she has with her Shakespeare in Love.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're having a great show. I picked a poem to read tonight called In the Core. The azure sky reflected in the liquid mirror. As I am transported in the belly of the metallic dragon, past the fields of lava, along the gentle giant and the holy rocks, I see the lights dance as they play among the clouds. With light I see better as the outside world mirrors my inner core. Anyways, hope you're having a great show. And as I'm right now in Iceland for the Saga Festival, it's very amazing to see at 12 o'clock, it's still light outside. So anyway, greetings from Iceland. Bye.
So that was Lydia with her Shakespeare in Love. And for everybody that would like to follow her throughout the week, you can go to Facebook and you can go to facebook.com/Lydia Mayen. And she goes all around the world doing all sorts of fun, cool things. So you'll be able to check out her latest that way, which is super fun. Now we have Jeff on the line with us, and he is going to read us a little bit and introduce us to an artist to watch that's super, super cool. So, Jeff, who do we have tonight for our artist to watch, and why did you pick this artist?
Actually, I heard this artist last year. Okay, she came out with her second EP last year in August. Her name is Megan Myers, and there's a song on her last LP, her EP, that called Desire. And the video, if you watch the video, it's just amazing. And the song is just, you know, really powerful. And I kept waiting for her to put out something else. Well, she just put out a new single, and the single's called Sorry. That's the one you guys are going to be hearing tonight. She just recently got signed by Atlantic Records. She's from Nashville and she relocated to L.A. About 2 years ago. And has been, you know, working sporadically, trying to put together a full-length album. But so far, as you know, has got that couple of EPs in there. Entertainment Weekly did something on her a little while ago, and I loved how they described her. They described her as angry, damaged, and supremely talented. I mean, what a great combination. And also, last year, that song Desire actually went to number 17 on Billboard's alternative rock chart, which, you know, that's kind of like the stepping stone for the next step. You know, so possibly, quite probably, Sorry will actually be a very significant single this year. She's touring right now with Matt and Kim, as well as touring with the Cold War Kids. And she'll be all across the country all summer long. So check her out. She'll be coming pretty much all over the country, so you'll have an opportunity to get a chance to see her. Plus, she'll be opening up for some awesome bands. So check her out. Check out the song tonight. I think you'll like it.
Very cool. Well, this is Meg Myers with Sorry, and I hope you guys love it.
My heart is wasted and cut up like a drug. Your tears, they taste like vinegar and blood. Choke us till we're numb. No matter what we say,
So that was Sorry by Megan Myers, and you guys should definitely look forward to seeing her on her tour. Her songs are just so passionate, and I thought it was so funny about what Jeff said about her being damaged and angry and sad. I think that basically sums up, like, any of us after a relationship has come to a completion. So I think, you know, especially if it didn't go in a very happy way. So I think she really captures a lot about, you know, some phases that we go through in regards to transitions of relationships. So super relatable. And I love her sound. So I hope you guys love her stuff and definitely check it out. It's really good. And now we are going to play a song by Joe Taylor. And we are going to play his song Possible.
Burn the shadow on my bedroom floor as I wonder what it all is for. Does it all add up to nothing? Turned away a love behind this door. Shut it down because I wanted more. This world away from no one.
Okay.
So that was Joe Taylor's song, Possible, and we have him on the show with us right now. And Joe, what was your inspiration behind writing this song?
Well, actually, I didn't write this song. This was the title track on my last CD. This was actually written by a great writer. His name is Matt Bissonette, and he's probably one of the best writers that's out there. Actually, I do want to send out a congratulations to Matt. Within the last year or so, Matt has actually taken over as Elton John's bass player. And unfortunately, Elton John's bass player, I don't recall his name, but had unfortunately passed away. I think he had committed suicide, and he needed somebody that could do the job. And so Matt was the guy, and it's just his vocals. He did all the backgrounds for me, and his bass playing and his songwriting is just phenomenal. So I was just such a lucky guy to get to work with him, to collaborate with him, and just to record with him. So, anyways, I had to put that out. But you'd probably have to ask Matt what that song means for him. For me, though, I took that song as one of my own. It means, you know, it's questioning, you know, is it basically possible to believe in love again? I mean, is it possible for it to actually work out? Because there are so many scenarios that don't work out. You know, you hear all these stories, it doesn't work. And so am I being cynical? Am I being jaded? Or can something really work? You know, and that's ultimately why I liked it, because along with being a spiritual person, I tend to be a bit of a pessimist as well. So I'm still optimistic, but I can be a little, you know, what are you trying to pull, you know?
Well, I think that's a healthy balance, you know, and that probably keeps you grounded. So that's cool. And it's cool, that song. It sounded almost kind of like a little like it would go on a Goo Goo Dolls album really well. You know, I was like, oh, that's a really cool sound.
Yeah, well, it's so surprising, because it all depends on which producer you bump into, because some producers will say, oh, my goodness, this is dated. What are you doing? This sounds like 20 years ago. And then some other producer will come along and will say, this is great, this is something new. And, you know, so you never really know what is the trend and what is not the trend. I don't try to follow the trend. I just do what feels right, you know, and it comes out. That's the way it comes out. And, you know, so you don't know. Are you in style? Are you out of style? Who knows?
That's great. I think that's so good that you're able to write songs or perform songs and sing songs that just really speak to you. Because when people try to write, you know, hits or the trends, it's not always on the mark. It's usually much better for you to, like, write or perform a song that means something to you than to do something that you don't believe in. I think that definitely, like, the listeners can kind of tell. Like, they can kind of just mesh with something if you believe in it, you know?
You know, it's funny. There's a song that I've written, and it's a brand new one, but it's the working, well, the song is, it's called Follow the Trend.
Mm.
And it kind of talks about that, and it's, you know, you got to follow the trend, be the trend. You know, it's like you're basically a superstar because you follow the trend, and that's who you are. And it's funny. It's kind of one of those. It's almost dancey a little bit. It's four on the floor, dancey, very, you know, ravey. You know, and it intentionally was done that way to sort of get the point across. You know, so it's a fun song. I'll send it to you when I'm done. It might just, if anything,
yeah,
it might just a good laugh.
Oh, good. I love to hear it. That's the thing. Like, I love to hear more songs from people that have been on the show. And whenever songs are done, I always love to play them, even if they're on, like, later episodes and that sort of thing. So we're always looking for music, you know, from you for sure. What do you have a concept for that album, or maybe like a goal for when you would like to release it?
You know, we have no release date yet, because making music can be, you know, making music can be very sensitive, but we're looking to get it out later on this year, probably towards the end of the year. We're going to release a new single soon. It's called Build This House. I do have to give a shout out to my band, Tom Mellon, who's my drummer, and Tony Mack, who's my bass player. They pretty well have started to work with me on some of these new songs. So, but it should be sometime later this year. And the idea is of this album is to always be moving forwards and never backwards. You know, it's okay to look at the past and it's okay to dream about the future, but it's always great to be in the moment. And that's sort of the concept of this. This is the concept that we're sort of going with. So we'll see how the process, ends up, finishing. But I'm very excited about it. I'm so happy to be doing this. So.
Oh, well, very cool. I love that. That actually reminds me of our sneak peek of the week song that we're going to play, talking about living in the moment. This is a sneak peek song from Zedd. Their album comes out tomorrow, and they've had so many amazing songs that have come out already. So the songs that you might remember from this album that's come out already is the Selena Gomez song. So that one is really cool. So you guys will love their album. This one is called Beautiful Now, so like living in the moment. And this one features John Bellion. So I think you guys are going to really like this song. We are going to be right back after this. This is Zedd, Beautiful Now. It comes out tomorrow.
I see what you're wearing. There's nothing beneath it. Forgive me for staring. Forgive me for breathing. We might not know why. We might not know how. Baby, tonight, we're beautiful now. We're beautiful now. We're beautiful now. We might not know why, we might not know how. But baby, tonight, we're beautiful now. We'll light up the sky, we'll open the clouds. Cause baby, tonight, we're beautiful now.
And that one is Beautiful Now featuring John Bellion for Zedd. Yay! So that one's really fun and cool. And now we have Joe, who's on the line with us. We're going to go back to interviewing him about his music. And Joe, we actually have a caller that has called in that is going to ask you a question. So, hello, caller. You are on the air. How are you?
Oh, I didn't think that's what would happen. Hi, so there is Joe. It's Elise. I just want to tell you guys, you rock. You're the two most awesome people in the world.
Oh, thank you. You're a sweetheart yourself. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You guys are like just shining examples. You have your own experiences with fame, and you still stay so grounded and real and nice. And I just think you guys rock.
Aw, well, you're such a sweetheart. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Go back to your show. I didn't think it was going to be like live.
You're so cute. Do you have anything you want to ask Joe while you're on the air?
No, I'll wait till he's off the air.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, my love. We are going to ask Joe some more questions from his fans. Joe, we have somebody that's writing in from Florida right now, and they are curious. They say that you look very much like... hold on, let me bring this up, their message. You look very much like James Taylor, and they were wondering if you have any relation.
You know, I don't. But it's funny, a lot of people, I used to busk a lot on the subway, and the joke was, is James Taylor your dad? Because it's, you know, Joe Taylor, and I'm like, yeah. He's my dad, and he's a little upset with me, and that's why I'm in the subway. You know, he kicked me out. No, I'm just kidding. No. I get that quite often, and I think we had the hair. You know, I've got a little more hair than he does, though. Back in the day, like 1968, 69. Yeah, we look quite similar, but he's a little taller than I am. I'm only about maybe 5'9" and a half, and he's probably about 6'2", so I'm a little short to be, unfortunately, to be his son. But he's very talented, though.
Very cool.
I was just saying, all the singers that sing really high, most of us guys are about 5'9". 5'10", so we're not really as tall as we look on television. So, Robert Plant, about 6'1" or 2". So, but the rest of us, maybe the guy from Soundgarden as well, he's pretty tall too. But the rest of us are pretty, you know, normal height. So, James Taylor is very tall. So,
well, we have a lot of ladies that have been commenting and writing in about how cute you are. So, I don't think you have to worry about your height.
Oh, they're very sweet. Wow. Well, thank you.
But it seems like you have gone through some sadness in your life. We have a song of yours called Tears in Your Eyes. So what can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes. It was, you know, I have a friend of mine who actually went through a really bad relationship. And so I was there to kind of help and console them. And it really, you know, it was an abusive situation. The guy was a real jerk, and you know, she felt trapped. It felt like she could not get away from this guy. And so we talked, and you know, and we had, you know, we talked numerous times. And this is a friend of mine from high school, and she eventually left the guy. And, you know, and I'm a guy, so I'm not never going to know exactly how you gals are feeling, but I tried to imagine that I did in this particular one and what she would have been going through. So that's really where this one came from. It was, I had been performing a lot. I just did a CD release out in California for one of the CDs I had at the time. And I came back to my producers, and this was the time when I was working with a guy named Matty Spindell and Jeff Gross. So these guys work with Rick Springfield. I worked with Rick Springfield for, you know, for a while. I, you know, worked on one of his records and did some of the backgrounds and with a group of us, and all of his guys, all of Rick's guys were basically playing on my CD. So, and it was one of those nights where it was just, I got back to the my producer's house and crashed, and I just pulled out my guitar, and I'd been talking with my friend, and I could barely sing, and because my voice was so shredded. And you know when you just have nothing left? I had nothing left in me, and the song just came right out of me. It was, and that was it. And that was that song born within a few hours, and how would she feel? You know, because most of us guys aren't necessarily thinking, how would she feel? The guy's normally thinking about how he feels, and, you know, so, and this song was born.
And that's what makes you an amazing partner, because you're thinking about, like, the other person. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to learn from the other person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit of the tragedy with the world, that with between men and women, there's, the other person has a whole set of ideas too. You know, if you're a guy, you never know. She may actually be coming up with, she might be coming up with a few ideas that maybe you may not come up with. So you got to give credit to that and be open to that. You know, and it works both ways. So, yep.
Hmm. Well, what are some of your links so that people can buy your music and watch your videos and follow along with you and your career?
Here's the fun part. Okay, so the best thing to do is to go to joetaylorofficial.com. All the links will be on there. The other thing you can do is to go to CD Baby. So Joe Taylor, I believe cdbaby.com/, you can type in anything is possible, or you can type in don't change. That's my most recent single, but it's best to go to CD Baby. Again, you can always go to my regular album, my regular website, joetaylorofficial.com. All the links will come up, and all you got to do is just pick one, and it'll be pretty good. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Very cool. Well, we are going to play your song right now. We have Save Me we're going to play. We also have Here and Gone. So we have those two songs. What can you tell us about those songs? I know that we're wrapping up the live portion of the show in the next 5 minutes, but what would you like to tell us about those two songs before we wrap?
Well, Save Me was a song I wrote with my writing partner, Hillary. We, you know, literally I was on one end of the spectrum. I was in New York and she was in LA, which we did quite often. And there was about a 2 or 3 second delay. And the idea with Save Me was, you know, sometimes you just need someone to save you. Sometimes you need a knight or if you're a man, you need a princess to come in there and rescue you. Or if you're a guy or if you're a girl, you want the prince to come in. And that's pretty well, that's the song. It's about a relationship that, you know, did I not do everything right? What, you know, why has it not worked out? If I had an imaginary person, who would it be that could make my life better? And that's ultimately saved me tonight. And it was great because we had the 30-second delay, the 5-second delay. And so I would say something, and then it would take a few seconds, and then she would say something. And so that time delay gave us time to finish each other's sentences. It was quite a beautiful thing. It was actually storming that night, too, in New York. There was lightning. And there were lots of fires in L.A. So at that time as well. So we were getting drenched in New York and fires in L.A. It was epic. So now, yeah. So Here and Gone was written, I co-wrote that with a wonderful writer, Kevin Fisher, and my producer at the time, Jeff Gross, he's great as well. Kevin is a wonderful writer. And in lots of relationships, you can be at a point where, are we going to go forward? Or are we going to go, you know, let me go, or let's be in a relationship where either let me go. So one way, don't leave me here and gone. You know, it's like, don't just leave me hanging. That's basically that's pretty well the premise of that. But that's not just a relationship. That's within life. Again, it all comes back to expectation. And when you put expectations on what other people are supposed to do, you're going to be disappointed. So put expectations on yourself and make your own choices. And I think you probably have a happier life. That's at least been my experience. So, and I'm pretty well wraps up. So thank you so much. You've been wonderful, Jamie. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe. Definitely know that you have a friend out here in L.A., and when you come on out, definitely let me know. I can't wait to, you know, hear more music from you, and, you know, I only see great things for you.
I look forward to it. We're going to follow the trend. Four on the floor. Yay. That's the trend right now. Four on the floor.
Love it. Love it. Awesome, right. Joe. Well, you have a wonderful night tonight, and we're going to play some of your music now as we go into the extended podcast portion, and thank you again so much for being on.
Thank you, Jamie. We'll be in touch. See you later. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right, guys. Well, we are going to play the song now, Save Me, and then we're going to play Here and Gone. We also, in this extended podcast, are going to play more songs from Zed that come out tomorrow, so you guys can hear them here. They're super, super fun and cool and awesome, and I love Zed. Awesome. So enjoy your evening. I hope you have a wonderful night, and we will be back next Monday night, as we are every Monday. So have a great one, and we will see you next week. Bye.
I can't change the world, I can't turn back time, can't even explain the system I'd put a leg. Save me. your life, but don't ride fences.
Done with love. Oh, Thank you.